I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join me as we honor America and our Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company presents our colors, and then I will lead you in the pledge to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carry, colors. Order, colors. Right.
Thank you, and you may be seated. We're going to have to raise that. Next, I'd like to introduce Ms. Lisa Downard, who is the principal of the Oak Ridge Preschool, who will tell us about our very special guest this evening.
Good evening, and thank you so much for allowing us to join you this evening. You have definitely saved the cutest for last, so we are very excited to be here. We have Miss Kim Cox here tonight with her four-year-old classroom, and I want to thank the parents and all the students for coming here this evening, and you are in for quite a treat.
Thank you.
This could be a real test. Hi, guys. Y'all were great. Can we give them another hand? So what I want you to do on your way out, I want you to come right up here, and I'm going to hold this microphone. Not only are all these people here watching, but people on television are watching tonight too. So I want you to come by and tell everybody what your name is. Can you do that for me? Okay. You ready to start? Okay. Come right here. Your name is?
Elijah.
Very good. Ready?
Isabella.
Very good. I need to find out who buys your clothes. You look really sharp. Did you know that?
I'm Molly Jennings from Norway.
Very good. Thank you.
Kiowa.
Try that again.
Kiowa.
Great.
Tiama. Tierra.
You look sharp, too. Everybody looks sharp.
Luca.
Thank you.
Jace.
Lucas.
Hawaii.
Thank you.
Enzo.
Thank you.
Molly.
Thank you. One more time. Let's hear it. Y'all are certainly, thank you. You're welcome to stay for the entire meeting, but you're certainly free to go. Thank you for coming tonight. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, next on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agel, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. First is our good news. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
Good evening. I have the pleasure of reporting for Willowbrook Elementary. Congratulations to Willowbrook students, Callie Scott and Kinsley Case, for having their artwork showcased at the Dogwood Arts Synergy Art Exhibition. Willowbrook hosted their third annual Super Hoops basketball game at Robertsville before Easter weekend. The gym was filled with spectators, and the cheerleaders delivered an excellent performance. A big thank you to the students, staff, teams, parents, and cheerleaders who contributed to making this event enjoyable for all the families. Megan Sawyer received the 2024 Special Educator of the Year Award from Pilot International in a ceremony held on April 8th. Kudos to Ms. Sawyer for doing what is best for her students.
Ms. Webb.
We're going to continue on at Willowbrook. Dr. Tiffany Collins from Willowbrook, who teaches third grade math and science, was featured on WBIR for engaging Eclipse activities her students participated in. The representation of Oak Ridge Schools and Willowbrook was outstanding. Willowbrook hosted a TN Ready parent meeting specifically for families with students in second, third, and fourth grades. During the meeting, grade-level teachers discussed testing strategies, MVP benchmarks, and the importance of students giving their best effort on the test. Additionally, parents had the opportunity to inquire about the third grade retention law and its potential impact on their children. The event was well attended and received positively. Willowbrook would like to thank the Ridge Church for providing snacks to all students during the Tennessee Ready testing. And that's from Willowbrook.
Thank you. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. On March 7th, the Robertsville Middle School TSA students attended the state competition in Chattanooga and came back as winners. Robertsville received first place in 16 different categories, second place in 9 categories, and third place in 10 categories. The students did an amazing job in the competition, and their effort and dedication has paid off. A special thank you to sponsors Dr. Sandra Burnett and Mrs. Bryson Leftwich. Congratulations to Robertsville TSA. Also, at Robertsville, the Clayton Center of the Arts hosted the yearly Dogwood Arts Synergy Art Competition. Farah Atherton, a student in seventh grade, received first place with her artwork titled Hooks. Well done to Farah.
Ms. Eagle.
Two 8th grade students from Jefferson have recently set new records in the track and field program. Jacob Holman established a new school record in the long jump, surpassing the previous mark with a jump of 18 feet 3 inches. Harry Shanafield also made history by breaking the school's discus record, throwing the discus an impressive 137 feet 10 inches. That is good news.
From Oak Ridge High School, during the annual Oak Ridge Legends Invitational Track Meet, we honored Coach Winston Russell with a very moving and emotional ceremony highlighting all his accomplishments as an athlete, person, and coach. His impact on the Oak Ridge schools is immeasurable, and the number of alumni, friends, and family who came to support him was amazing. We also dedicated the pole vault to Coach Sylvia Brinkman on behalf of the class of 1989. It was an honor and a pleasure to be able to take the opportunity to do this for our school system and community. We played a tribute video created and produced by students in Mr. Kolodny's Broadcasting for Class. The synergy of our students and staff filled a vision since the new track was under construction. Coach Sawyer extends a heartfelt thank you to the Oak Ridge High School, the school board, the superintendent, providing the resources and goodwill that make Oak Ridge special. I'd just like to say I was there. If you ever have the opportunity to go and watch a track meet there, it is unbelievable. I just think back to the times when there were races, and you could see how they finished, but you never knew what the time was, and if there were a number of heats, you never knew who was going to be. I mean, that scoreboard up there, it's instantaneous to know all that information. It's a great facility, and I heard a lot of comments from people from outside our community, Oak Ridge folk that had come back for this. What an outstanding event place the track and field area is. Also from Oak Ridge High School, Ms. Lisa Weathers has been honored with a TVA STEM Classroom Grant. On Wednesday, May the 1st, TVA will visit Oak Ridge High School to present the award and have a photo opportunity at 1:30 p.m. TVA will invite elected officials and the local power company, Oak Ridge Electric Department, to participate. And that's just some of the good news taking place in our schools across the district. I also, since we talk about this a lot, take this opportunity to read this information to you. I'm going to read it exactly as Tennessee School Board Association sent it, because we're not quite there yet, but we're real close. The morning news broke that Governor Bill Lee does not believe that any voucher legislation will pass in the General Assembly this year. While HB 1138 and SB 503 have not officially been taken off notice, the governor's team does not see a path forward for the legislation before the General Assembly adjourns this year. SB 503 is still calendared for the Senate Finance Ways and Means Committee tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So that's real close. Yes. So hopefully that committee will take it off the call, and the House and Senate will adjourn, and we won't have to deal with this until the week following, and we can start again preparing to learn more about how this will impact public education, because it will be back next year, without a doubt. And I think it's important also to thank, there were a lot of people in our community particularly, and I know in other communities across the state, who took their time to write letters, make phone calls, send emails on the topic of vouchers, and that has not gone unnoticed by this board. And we appreciate the effort that these people took to help maybe delay this, and for more common sense for those making the decisions will occur within the next year, and maybe we won't have to deal with this in public education. We'll hope so. Okay, next, the consent agenda. Got ahead of myself here. At our last board meeting, this board, from a group of nominees from our schools, selected a volunteer of the year. And as you've heard me say, but I will repeat, our volunteer has been submitted to the Tennessee School Board Association, and they will then make a decision of who the volunteer of the year for the East District, which is our district, will be. And then the person selected in that position will then move on with the potential of being selected as the State Volunteer of the Year. Again, without the volunteers that we have in our school district, many of the things that occur would not be occurring, and you're going to hear in just a few minutes about some of those things that are occurring at Jefferson Middle School. Our Volunteer of the Year for the Oak Ridge School District is Mr. Jay Adams. He was nominated by Mr. James Mitchell, so I'm going to ask James and Jay and Laura McLean to please come to the podium, and we're going to hear a little bit more about Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Philhauer. So just a brief description, vision of kind of overall what Jay has brought to our program. We had a vision at Jefferson to create a new program, STEM manufacturing at our school. And basically what that entails is we had a lot of planning went into, a lot of funding, a lot of support from various levels from the state all the way to locally. And so when we implemented this program, we had all these nice new machines and everything, and trying to push the boundaries with what middle school kids can do, I realized that it doesn't matter what I know. It matters what these kids ultimately, the skills that they can develop from those programs. And so as we started, Jay, I have his son in class right now, but he reached out to me, and he offered to come in and volunteer a couple days per week because he was really interested in helping out, giving back to the community. He's a general contractor by trade, a local business owner as well. So he brought a lot of skills that I don't necessarily have. or very limited compared to him. And so we brought him in. He comes in maybe 2 to 3 days per week. He'll spend 3 or 4 hours. We talk all the time about what can we do to help these kids out and make them more well-rounded citizens moving forward and be able to provide for themselves and their families moving forward in the future. So, Jay, we've done various projects together. We've built birdhouses. We've built, we just finished up arches and light poles for the 7th and 8th grade dance. We've created pallet wood crafts and furniture. We're working on a violin case for our orchestra teachers. We're also working on a school counseling plaque as well, so for their new office as well. Yeah. Oh, and that, lastly, big one here is big push. He's led us to creating a hydroponics program at Jefferson. We went on a field trip to Utah back in the fall. He kind of spearheaded that. He's from that area. He showed us, set up a tour going around to all various high schools in that area. And we're just kind of, what can we learn from that situation? How can we model our programs and how can we get better? We're going to push the boundaries here. And so Jay has been instrumental in that. He's made this program possible. Without him, we wouldn't be able to achieve nearly as much as what we have so far. So thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Jay, thank you. We'll keep our fingers crossed. I know you'll do well at the next step, but thank you for all you do for our schools and particularly for Jefferson Middle School.
Thank you all. Thank you for everybody involved. Thank you.
You notice Molly led them ever so slightly over to our new wall over there, which she spearheaded. Let's thank her for putting that together. So what is going to go on this wall?
Just you.
Right. She's still trying to get on my good side because of those recipes that we haven't gotten yet.
No.
Okay, now we'll move on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name. And when you state your name, your time will start, and then you may address the board. Is there anyone who wishes to be recognized at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Please cast your vote. A momentary pause for technical difficulties. Oh, there we go. Consent agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. Item A is addition of a 1.0 FTE Executive Director of Student Services. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of addition of a 1.0 FTE Executive Director of Student Services.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we've worked with Lean Frog for, I think, now 10 years on various projects, and we recently partnered with them this year as they reviewed and assessed all processes related to pupil services and special education. In our efforts, we always say, getting better at getting better. The findings, the strengths, and lots of strengths, opportunities were reviewed with the leadership team and leaders of these two departments. The new position was recommended by Lean Frog and supported by me, which places special education and pupil services under one executive director. This will optimize staffing levels and increase efficiency.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
You just saw this policy, but when we passed it, we missed one thing. So on page four there, you can see it's 17 and not 18 in credits that need to be included. So that's the only change.
Comments or questions? Dr. Hartman.
Small typo on line 40, but they're already going to correct. To number three.
Got it. We'll take care of that. And not bring it back next time.
Ms. Eagle.
In trying to understand now with the different schedule that we have, how many credits does a class carry? Is it one credit per class?
Yes, one credit per course.
Okay, and there are students take how many per day? Five?
Typically, you get four credits during the day, four blocks.
That's per semester, so it's eight per year.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY24 budget amendment number 3. This is a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 budget amendment number 3.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
We recently found we were going to get more funding for summer school than we thought, so this is an addition of $225,000 to the general fund budget to establish a grant contingency for the summer learning grant that was higher than anticipated. And then this will go to the city this spring.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item D, FY24 summer school fees. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 summer school fees.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, in order to encourage more of these students to attend, there will be no fees or tuition at the middle or high school level. And if we would have some non-residents, you can see the fee there.
Comments or questions? Ms. Webb.
non-residents attending summer school, when would, what kind of situation would that be?
It would be if they needed one of the courses during the regular offering of credit recovery that the high school offers for our students. Correct.
Are we seeing the number, because there is in the middle school no tuition, is that number?
Our summers are very short. I wouldn't say that our attendance is on the rise for middle school summers.
Well, that's what my anticipation would be. Yeah, free or not, yes. Other questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Again, as we start this next number, several items deal with field trips across the board from different schools, different places, different entities. It's always, without question, important to mention that without the willingness of staff members to make these field trips happen, without the efforts, in many cases, of fundraising activities that have to take place to help these students attend, many of these students that attend these trips that we're going to be voting on would never perhaps have the opportunity to do this if it were not for the activities included within our curriculum in our various schools. So we're very fortunate that we are able to provide these opportunities in the Oak Ridge schools. So with that being said, the first one, item E, is Oak Ridge High School Navy Junior ROTC field trip to Smyrna 10. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS NJROTC field trip to attend the Area 9 East Leadership Academy in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
And as you can see there, it's going to happen at the end of June, and looks like we'll have 16 cadets attending.
Comments or questions? And I think we, if you've looked at the itineraries that's been provided for these, there's not a lot of free time in any of these. They're there to better themselves and to learn and experience some things that they wouldn't have the opportunity to experience in the classroom. So I think it's great. So cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F is an Oak Ridge High School Navy Junior ROTC field trip to Whitesburg, Tennessee. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS ROTC field trip to attend the Cadet Leadership Camp in Whitesburg, Tennessee.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
This trip happens earlier in June, and we have 8 cadets going on this trip.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item G, Oak Ridge High School FCCLA field trip to Seattle, Washington. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS FCCLA field trip to participate in the National Leadership Conference in Seattle, Washington.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
This happens end of June, beginning of July. We've got 10 students attending from ORHS.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item 8 is the JMS Wilderness Connections field trip to Oneida, Tennessee. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of JMS Wilderness Connections field trip to explore the Big South Fork in Oneida, Tennessee.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As it says there, they'll have a backpacking field trip, about 16 students. They're going to be at Big South Fork to explore nature, be challenged, and learn regional geography, history, and natural history.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
Years ago, my daughter and Mr. Cox's daughter went on this trip and had a wonderful time. I'm really glad that Mr. Beard and Mr. Allen have continued this. It's a great opportunity to get kids outside, and they sleep on the ground, and they carry all their stuff on their back, and it's really a great program.
Thank you. Hearing no one else, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we have the RMS TSA field trip to Orlando, Florida. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the RMS TSA National Competition field trip to Orlando, Florida.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see there from Mr. Corrigan, we've got one student right now. Could have a possibility of one or more students here. We'll find out. But parents will be responsible for travel and lodging, but RMS will pay for the registration for the competition.
And this is national TSA competition.
Right.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we have the Robertsville Middle School Cheer Squad field trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the RMS Cheer Squad field trip to attend the UCA Cheer Camp in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As Mr. Corrigan shared with us, this experience will enhance their cheerleading skills, promote teamwork, and teach valuable life skills such as time management and leadership.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Now we move to items for information. We began some time ago our budget preparation, and now we're getting into the final steps of that process. Tonight we'll hear from the superintendent various concepts that went into preparing this budget, and as we go through the next couple of weeks, we'll be dealing more and more in depth with the FY25 budget. So, Dr. Borchers. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn over to Ms. Van Dyke, who doesn't get to speak very much at some of these meetings, but this is just a high-level overview. We're not going to go through the entire presentation. It's there for the board and have some background as we get into budget season with our next meeting coming up May 6th with the City Council. So this just kind of gives you some idea, and I know we have a work session here Friday to discuss this in even more depth. But Ms. Van Dyke, I'll turn it to you.
As Dr. Borcher said, it's kind of out there for y'all to see kind of some of the things that we've been discussing this budget season, some of the challenges that we've been trying to work through, and then the costs associated with different things, steps, and then the different cost increases for different percentage raises. Enrollment projections are out there. In general, we're still seeing enrollment increase, which is good, but also has some challenges there. And then We will have documents delivered to you guys next Tuesday on April the 30th. And I'm open to questions. As Dr. Borcher said, very high level overview there.
I think it's important to point this out, and we'll go into depth, as I said, throughout the next several weeks. The state of Tennessee legislated that the beginning salary for teachers would start at $50,000, and that would be in effect by the year, and I have forgotten the year, 2026. We started that last year as our beginning salary. I think that's important to note that where we are in Oak Ridge with many things that we do, we don't wait until it's time for it to happen. If it's important, we make it happen when we can do it. So I think that's important. So we'll be looking at as throughout the coming meetings, our costs of various items from our high school, middle school, and elementary schools. We'll be talking about certain positions that have been added, repurposed, or removed. We'll talk about increase in salaries and other areas. So if those are things that you're interested in, I would say be here or tune in to watch the budget concepts and presentation move forward. Any comments from anyone or questions at this time? Financial report, Ms. Van Dyke, anything you'd like to add there?
No, I mean, everything's tracking along. A lot of spending deadlines came up this month, so we've got a lot of people buying a lot of things right now.
I'm sure.
Keeping my department busy.
Mr. Lay, enrollment and attendance reports.
Yes, sir. Let's look at some numbers first. If you compare our current student enrollment to the ninth reporting period at the end of the 2022-23 school year, our enrollment has increased by 200 students to date. If you look at our attendance patterns, they're looking good for this year. They're encouraging. I would love to see a 4% absenteeism rate across the board, and that would be a really good goal to shoot for. But once again, we are getting better. Any questions about that?
Ms. McLean.
Yes.
The enrollment in the high school, those numbers, the kids that graduated in December, have we kicked them off of the numbers?
Yes, those numbers were removed. I think we saw that in either the January or February board meeting, they were removed.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, the current pattern that we're seeing right now, it just seems like we're adding a few every week. We're still growing, okay? Not quickly, but just slow and steady.
Okay. Okay. Other questions?
For those who are going to present the trophies, if you
want. Yeah, that's now the moment that we wait for.
Yes, sir. This
time.
Is big.
So which one are we starting with?
We're going to start with students, okay? And we're recognizing the school.
Dr. Hartman has that one.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hartman. We're going to recognize the school that had the best student attendance for the seventh reporting period. We have two schools that tied for an honorable mention. So congratulations to Robertsville Middle School and Jefferson Middle School. You receive an honorable mention. Now, for the school that has recently set the standard, Mrs. Jenkins keeps carrying the trophy back and forth. She takes it back home. So congratulations to Linden Elementary.
And Ms. Agle has the staff attendance.
For the staff, great. Okay, the school that receives an honorable mention, and is this the second honorable mention? 2 months in a row for Glenwood Elementary. Congratulations. But the school that had the best staff attendance, and this is a school that's pretty much the standard, Jefferson Middle School. Congratulations, Mr. Cox. I'll add to that, we had 482 students, which represents 67.4% of our, 482 employees, which represents 67.4% of our staff that had perfect attendance. And just think about what we could do if that was 80%, all right? But once again, we've got a lot of folks just doing a great job, and we appreciate their commitment to be at work.
Absolutely, and we hope to see for the remainder of the year and into our next school year, those numbers to continue to increase.
Yes, sir.
Will be our goal. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we move to items for discussion. Is there any old business, new business, communications? I've been meaning to do this for the last couple of meetings, and I don't want to forget in the year end. Dave, can you and Travis leave that alone for a minute? Can you all leave that equipment alone for a minute and come up here? Right up here, in front of this. Scott? Yep. Did I call him Travis? Didn't mean to. I apologize. And ladies, can I get you all to leave that equipment for a minute? Come right up here. They'll hate me forever. Well, stand where you'd be on camera. Well, that's all right. I don't need to be. So, are the ladies on camera too? So, each at the concluding of our meeting, you always hear me say thank you to Scott and Dave for the work they do back there, which if you ever look, I can't hardly tell you what's going on back there, but they keep us on air, they keep the cameras in the right place most of the time, and they just kind of wave, but nobody ever gets to see them. And then I thank Melissa and Mandy for the work that they do back here by keeping our computers where they're supposed to be. Particularly, I thank them because mine goes haywire, and it's probably my fault, but they keep me in the right place. So I just wanted to bring them out in front of the public and say thank you to each of you for what you do and ask you to also thank them for what they do. And now you may be seated. Okay, some items of information for the board. This Friday, April 26th, we'll be having our board retreat beginning at 8 a.m. in here. I will let you know that Mr. Lay has confirmed that there will be donuts. May 6th at 5 p.m., we'll be having a budget meeting. That will be the budget meeting with City Council on that day. On May 13th is a budget meeting, which is the public hearing and our line-by-line review of the budget. Believe it or not, on May 16th is convocation at Oak Ridge High School beginning at 7 p.m., and then on May 17th at Blankenship Field is graduation beginning at 7 p.m. Are you still in? And on May 17th, graduation celebration will be held. Ms. McLean is still involved. You want to say a couple of words about that and what takes place? This has been going on for a long time, and what a great opportunity, a reward, a chance for these graduating seniors to get together and enjoy a well-prepared and just an outstanding event. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, graduation celebration started 20-plus years ago in an effort to provide a safe place for our Oak Ridge High School graduates to celebrate with their friends. And so the last few years, we have had the kids meet on graduation night. That's the Friday night, rain or shine. We will have the party. They meet at the Civic Center, and there'll be lots of free food and activities for the kids. Then we will put them on school buses provided by First Student, and they will be taken down to the main event in Knoxville, where there will be free food all night, free activities. They can do laser tag. They can play pool. They can do all of the games. Everything is free for them. And then they'll be brought back around 5 in the morning. And this is provided by our community provides the money for this event. And I would encourage, if you know any seniors, please remind them that they need to just register to go. There's no charge for anybody. So it's a really great opportunity for the kids to get together and be safe and celebrate.
Thank you. Then on May the 20th, we'll have a board meeting. And at that board meeting, we will be adopting our budget, among other things. We have Willowbrook, Woodland, and Oak Ridge High School that we have yet to enjoy lunch. So between now and not right up to the end of school, but in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to send out dates for all of those. And if you're available, we'll enjoy lunch at those three schools so we can complete having had lunch. And it's really been an enjoyable experience just sitting with the kids at the lunch table. You can learn a lot during those conversations, sometimes more than you want to know, I think. But the food has been good. We have yet, though, we're going to have to try to make it on a Friday. I think that's when we have ice cream, right? Yeah, and pizza, right. So particularly the ice cream. We need to get one of these dates on Friday. Dr. Borchers, anything else?
Just as you've mentioned here, we have a busy few weeks coming up here, and just keep our administrators, teachers, students, parents in your thoughts. We're in the middle of testing season, and there's just a lot going on above and beyond what we normally are doing. So lots of things happen in the building.
And let me add there, once again, I think last Friday there was a little, I'll just call it a glitch. Was that correct in the testing? Probably more than a glitch. But we've kind of come to expect that, I think, at times, unfortunately. But thanks to the schools for keeping everything in place and keeping our students focused and encouraging them to realize it wasn't the end of the world when things just didn't go as they were supposed to, that we'll get there. And we appreciate your encouragement to our students and to our staff during this time. And it's really not as bad as it seems. Just do your best. That's all we can ask. Just do the best that you can, and then we'll be happy. All right. Thank you all for being here in the audience. Thank you, staff, for your time and attendance tonight, and we stand adjourned.